To the senior band class of 2023, congratulations. You are the first band class to introduce inflation into the world. Thanks a freaking ton. So let me get this straight. You made my cans of Big Red smaller, 7.5 ounces instead of 12. You put fewer cans in the pack, 10 cans instead of 12, and then charged me the same price as a 12-pack used to be. I haven't been this upset since they canceled Ren and Stimpy. Seriously, though, things in this activity are way more expensive now thanks to you. 20 years ago, I paid a total of $875 for my senior year fall marching band experience, which included BOA Arlington Regional, football field, no football team, BOA San Antonio, pre-super regional, Carmel flew down and made us all cry, all UIL contests, 11.4.02, hashtag never forget, and all of Grand Nationals, which, by the way, included finals. Nowadays, that amount of money only pays for the buses to BOA's new regional championships held deep inside of Big Bend National Park, which will be judged by five mountain lions sitting on top of a cliff. I simply cannot think of a better motivation to nail your performance than to avoid being mauled by the visual ensemble judge. I want to thank the senior band class of 2023 for introducing me to Taylor Swift. I had no idea who this lady was until you all bombarded my feed with videos and photos from her concert. I was told that her tickets were impossible to get, and yet every single one of you went to one of her concerts on this last tour. I really hope you all enjoyed the show while you were holding your phone in front of your face. Still a better idea than the Crown app. I'll be very honest with you. This senior band class has made me feel older than I have ever felt in my entire life. I'm not blaming you. Okay, I am, but I'm doing it in the most loving way possible. I had to have the Hebron Mellophone section explain what the Be Real app was. Why are people taking photos with their hands over their mouths? What, you can't believe Chipotle served you a burrito bowl? And what the F is a brookie? A cookie and a brownie? Did anyone talk to Cookie or Brownie about this? Did you all ask permission or get their input? Or did you just force to breed them like they won the Kentucky Derby? What if they wanted to stay friends? Everything was cool when they were platonic. Now you have to wait 47 minutes for the dessert to bake in the oven. Don't forget to let it cool down. They need time to get to know each other. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Clearly, I need help. I need some sort of continuing education course. Each day, I feel more out of the loop and less cool. It's going to happen to you someday, and I hope I am still around to dance on your midlife crisis. I never ask people to do stuff for me. Some people call it a favor, well, at least so I've heard. However, I'm going to ask you all to do something for me. It's very important, so listen up. I need you all to eliminate the following phrase from your vocabulary. It's criminal that. It's criminal that we didn't place as high. It's criminal that they placed higher. It's criminal that I didn't get a medal. This phrase keeps popping up at every single contest, every single show, every single event. I've been following and studying this activity longer than you have been alive. There have been very few times when I heard the announcements or studied a recap sheet and said to myself, I have a hard time understanding all this. But every time you don't agree with something, every time a rival does better than you, I cannot buy that. The second you eliminate that phrase from your life is the second you can begin taking care of yourself and others. Do not make dismissing the accomplishments of others a way of life, because you know what happens? Some people never grow out of this. The dude who cuts you off in traffic says it's criminal that. The person who doesn't say please or thank you says it's criminal that. Taking responsibility for yourself and avoiding the trap of blaming others by default will free your soul. The sooner, the better. I'd like to share some personal stuff with you right now. Professionally, this past year was really awesome. My career took me to places that I never thought I would be. I was able to travel all over the state of Texas, training new partners and speaking with current partners about the digital side of my company's future. I have never been so passionate about my work. Every day, I felt like ripping off the doors to one of my stores like I was preparing for a steel cage match. However, before I went on the road, my family had to hop over some obstacles. Early one morning in August, my mom called me and said she needed to go to the hospital. She was in severe pain. She was diagnosed with gallstones and her gallbladder would have to be removed. This particular surgery was routine, but my heart broke when the initial injection of morphine they provided to her didn't work. Seeing her suffer for an entire day before going under the knife changed me. All of a sudden, I became the go-to person for the next 4.5 days of her hospital stay. I spoke with doctors, updated my 2 siblings on her condition, made sure my stepdad was taken care of, and of course, made sure mom was calm and comfortable. On the day she was supposed to be released, her face started turning red, and she said she was feeling flush. She was having an allergic reaction to some medicine the doctor prescribed. They quickly took her off of it and flushed it out of her system. The doctor came in and explained what happened. I paid attention as much as I could, but all I could think about was unscrewing his head and playing basketball with it. Thankfully, the situation was handled quickly, and the discomfort was brief. Why am I telling you this? Because during those 112 hours, for the first time in my life, I didn't feel like the youngest of 3 children. I didn't feel like the baby anymore. I was in charge, but I was ready. And 2 weeks ago, when mom went into surgery to begin treatment for breast cancer, I told her she had nothing to worry about. She raised me to take charge when challenges presented themselves. I owe her everything, and she is going to make it through just fine. She is the reigning defending champion. Band class of 2023. At some point in your life, you are going to be the one your friends or family rely on, emotionally, financially, whichever way. Every single thing you do from now on must prepare you for that moment. That moment may show up earlier or later than you think, but when it arrives, be prepared to serve others humbly and confidently. I know you can do it. Something tells me you've been trained properly for it. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for your incredible performances the last 4 years. For the last 2 decades, my hobby has been making sure all of you are honored, respected, and treated like freaking rock stars, and I really hope I've done my job. Your hard work and dedication is appreciated far beyond what I can express. I truly hope that you run with the skills and knowledge you have acquired from participating in the marching arts. Some of you are going to become band directors and then real estate agents 5 years after that. Some of you are never going to play your instrument again, but we are all musicians. And as musicians, we know that music can inspire us to do the impossible. So wherever your heart takes you, I hope there's a soundtrack popping off in your head. Don't be afraid to let it dictate the tempo of your life. Thank you and congratulations to the senior band class of 2023. Sincerely and with love, Daniel Danpod Valdez.